Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are, whatever time it may be. This is Kim Mazzell, and you're listening to my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. This is episode 5, series 1, and we've been talking about new beginnings, and I'd like to continue talking about new beginnings. Last we were speaking about where work relationships and how this new platforms are working now, where we're even networking virally. It hasn't smoothed out yet, and it's not clicked yet, but we're still, you know, we're giving it a go. Some of us in the older generation are used to going to a place where you network at events or different things like that, or just at your gigs. If you're in the music industry, some people may come to see your new show and want you to be at an event. So now it's everything online. So it's quite exciting and a little bit challenging and a little bit scary, but you know, go ahead and dip your toe in the water. So that's what I was just saying. So so we're just doing that and finding out who we work well with. You know, there's quite a lot of new partnerships going on, and it's really an exciting time right now. Really, if you look at it positively, so many good things that could come out of this. I was also talking about little COVID hookups too, because we had quite a few COVID hookups going on out there as well on the other new beginning relationship side. So ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind or whatever. Was it? Yeah. making me laugh. People were DMing me and having a little laugh about that. So I said, well, you know, just be safe doing what you do. So, yeah, absolutely. So I think the music industry and education industry, which are two industries I work in, and they're physical industries, you know, like doing master classes in education. You go to the university or you go to the school and you actually present the lessons and they ask questions and this and that. And now as we're doing it on Zoom, I'm finding it a little bit colder than I thought. So I'm waiting for things to open up in that area so we can kind of get back to some of the old school ways. Is it old school now? Is 21st century making that old school that we don't go in person and listen to concerts? I know right now people are doing the drive-in theater thing, which I was brought up on seeing movies at the drive-in theater, which is cool. I know in America they started sort of like drive-in church and all that type of platforms in, I think it was about April actually, because America was not playing. They were like, we got to get our coin some kind of way. So they were like doing that. Then actually I even saw a drive-in strip bar, I'm telling you, in Texas. I said, really? They had the pole like in the middle of the parking lot. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. I said, okay, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And the people were just sitting in their cars and whatever. I'm not really sure how that works in that industry. That's not my industry, but you know, do your thing. You got to do your thing. And, so like as far as music, I know here in the UK and in America, I've already seen like some pride events over stateside and stuff going on with the drive-in concept. I saw some of the DJs just sort of, they set up really nice stages and you just drive in. I've seen some things like in California, in Canada, I've seen in Texas, I've seen in Chicago, I've seen where they've done these drive-in things, and now they're beginning to do them in the UK. At the moment, I have not been booked for one, so if you out there listening, come on, call a girl, call your sister. I'm up for it. I'm up for giving it a try. So that's a new thing that we're doing here, and a few people will be on those first platforms going out for the drive-in sort of like concerts where you sit in your car. I guess you bring your own treats, you know, maybe they have vending machines there. I don't know how that part is going to work, but it looks really exciting. It looks really good. So I'm up for that. So that's another new avenue. Stay tuned for part 2. Hi, everybody. This is Kim Mazzell, and you're listening to part two of episode 5 on my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. Yeah, we were just talking about different ways that the entertainment industry is doing live performances, and one of them in the UK and the US and possibly in Spain opening up, doing the drive-in sort of theater concept. Cinema, if you're in the UK, you say cinema, we say theater. But in that way, which is looking pretty good. And as I was saying, I haven't had any calls or bookings yet for those platforms. So give a sister a call, book her on up now. Don't be fake. Come on, call me. So yeah. So looking forward to exploring that, because that looks really good. You could do like either with live band there or either backing tracks or something like that. That looks like a good way to cross over into gradually getting back to live performances until audiences and people are feeling confident, you know, to mix. Some people are just fine already because they're like, child, please, you know, what's the alternative? Being stuck in your house or going out and trying to be interactive again? We've got this thing where you're going to have to do your mask inside of places. Like if you go to the supermarket or Boots or different types of stores, pharmacies, which I already do that. So I'm up for that. So that's all good. So when you go to a concert, if you're in your car, you don't have to wear your mask. Unless you want to dress up like Batman, Catwoman, or do some type of fancy dress kind of thing. But that's on you. That's on you. So I'm really, really into that. That sounds really good. And the other thing I was referring to in this episode was about the virtual networking and the person-to-person type of thing. Like now, how long is this going to go on? Is person-to-person networking and interacting for business and things like that, is that redundant now? Are we going into virtual for real? I don't see that working right now. Maybe in the future, once everybody is plugged in for good onto virtual and AI is everywhere. But other than that, no, not really. We're still kind of like trying to visit. And I noticed over the weekend, like in Knightsbridge, things were open. Harrods was open. Harvey Nichols was open. Coffee shops were open. That really fancy one. I can never pronounce it. It's just the accent. Cafe Concerto. That one, is that how you pronounce it? Okay, I think that's how you pronounce it. But that, I mean, was really like looking regular. And, you know, the people were having their little lunch outside. And that, what's that little thing you call it that they smoke? The shishi or whatever that is? I don't do that, so I don't know how to pronounce it. So you could correct me. Leave me a voice message on this platform. I'm able to receive voice messages as well. Keep it clean. Keep it clean, boo. Keep it clean. But I'm really enjoying talking to you guys. It's really been really lovely. Like I said, we're talking about new beginnings now, but I plan on moving on to different subjects and topics as we go along. But I just want you to be encouraged to let your young hearts run free and not to be afraid of all this transition. Take it slowly. Job markets, I know it's such a crash in so many markets, but you know, look online, and we've got the web is a mighty big marketplace. So you may have to transition into that and teach yourself a new skill. So that's what I'm doing. I'm encouraging people as I learn. You know, I'm not a spring chicken. I'm not that old either, child, but I'm not a spring chicken. But I'm learning, and it's exciting. It really, really is. It's frightening. It's scary. It's exciting. It's yes, darling. So just embrace the new. Cover yourself. Stay prayed up. And keep your exercise and your health. You know, look after your health. Really got to look after our health, even extra during this time now. So keeping our immune systems all points go. So anyway, this is Kim Mazzell. You're listening to Young Hearts Run Free. Peace and hair grease. Love you. Bye.